Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna complicate ya. Hello everyone and welcome to Social Blend. I'm George.
And I'm Gracie.
And welcome to Social Blend Podcast. I am very excited because we both are getting our mics and headphones together over here.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the past few episodes, either my mic is out or your mic is out. And we're one of us is always, you know,
or our internet connection is unstable. Like, what else could go wrong?
Right. But now we are doing great. I hope. I feel like yes, because you sound so crisp. I hope I sound crisp. And I'm manic today. How about you?
Oh, I'm always either manic or depressive. So like it's love. Fine.
That's how I am. I love it. But we thrive. We are the people that other people look for when they're sad. So especially in my manic times.
We're fun. We're fucking fun.
We're all gonna have fun.
We're all having fun. If you don't have fun, I'll kill you.
What are you just drinking?
I'm just having some water for now. I did have 3 Aperol spritzes at the bar before this.
Ooh, fun. I'm just having a it's not like espresso. Maybe it is espresso martini. All I did was put like tequila with espresso and some creamer. It tastes really good.
Okay. So you're having like a Mod Podge espresso martini.
Yeah.
But I love that for you. Yeah.
And then I have my glasses. These are not like prescription. I'm just like,
it's okay.
I'm just not doing well. Yeah.
It's fine.
So
what are... Oh, I have to ask though.
Yeah.
What are your plans for the evening? You're going somewhere. Where are we going?
Oh my gosh. Plans canceled.
Come over.
I wish we were closer. I would.
Okay. Why won't you just come over? It's like 30 minutes. Like,
that is true. It's not that far. But, so
did you? I have all the stuff to make Aperol spritzes.
That's tempting. That is tempting.
2 bottles of Prosecco.
Yeah. But did you ever hear Zoe 101? Of course, right?
Yeah. Oh my God.
So now they have the Zoe 102. I know. Wait. I see you.
Wait, what's going on?
I see you standing there.
Do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today?
Yeah. Should that be our new opener? No.
Yes. Oh my God.
But yeah, so my friends and I, we were supposed to like have a get together and like premiere viewing party and watch it because Zoe 102.
Did it just drop today?
Yeah, dropped today.
I know what I'm doing after we're done.
Yeah, so I have to wait until once I get with my friends to watch it because we used to watch it together growing up. Yeah. Original Zoe 101.
Who so, like Danielle and them?
Yes. Yeah, my friend Danielle and Stephanie. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, I knew her name was Stephanie. I was just being cute.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. So that's it.
If they're listeners, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. But that's it. And then what is going on with you?
Well, I'm going to my family reunion this weekend.
Ooh. On mom or dad's side?
Dad? On my dad's side. Okay. Yeah. I don't really fuck with my mom's family. They all suck. So like.
Okay.
It's fine. but yeah.
That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's exciting. Is it like around here in Jersey or is it?
No, we're going to Maryland.
Ooh, that's nice.
So I had to go give the keys to my friend. She lives in Jersey City and she's going to check on Michael Caine, our little guy.
Love.
Because Michael. He just gets so lonely. He's so needy.
Yeah. Aw.
Remember.
Yeah.
All right. I do have something to say.
Say it.
I have an idea, and I'm starting a new segment, and it's called Gracie's Hyperfixation of the Week.
Love. Because you do
I
that.
Always have one. I have debilitating ADHD.
I love it.
My hyperfixation this week is listening to Dominic Fike exclusively and playing this game on my phone that is called The Daily Puzzle.
Ooh. And I'm sorry, real quick, let's go back one. Is Dominic from Euphoria?
Okay, he's not from Euphoria. He's just on Euphoria. He's not from that.
Oh, okay.
He's from being Dominic Fike.
Oh, okay. Well, was he on it?
Yes, he was. He's Elliot. He plays Elliot.
Elliot,
yeah.
Yes. Okay, okay. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, big fan, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone go listen to Vampire by Dominic Fike. It's the best one.
Is that, and what is that? He does what? A podcast?
No, he's a musician.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh.
George, have you been living under a fucking rock?
No, I just feel like some days I disconnect from everything. So like if it's during that time that I'm in disconnection mode, I'm like, what did I miss?
It's fine. We all dissociate from time to time. It's all good. We have some hot topics this week, George.
Yes. Okay. Let's start immediately with Barbie. So we both went to go see the Barbie movie. You go first. How was it?
I absolutely loved it. Mojo Dojo, Casa House, obsessed. So funny.
Love it.
I love that they included Midge, the pregnant doll, because I did have her. It was so funny. There was like a little baby inside her stomach and the stomach was like magnetic. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
So funny. I loved that it was like meta and campy. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to take my pills.
Oh, better take them.
I know.
Anyway, yeah. And, I love that it was meta and campy. And I really loved, like, the set design in, like, Barbie Land or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I wish that they had spent more time there. That was one of my cons. One of my cons is also that I wish that it were longer. I wished that the movie was, like, 30 minutes longer. I wanted more.
Yeah.
Also, like, I wanted Barbie and Ken to kiss, like, once.
Agreed.
But also, where can I apply to work and have my job be beach? Because that sounds wonderful.
Yes. And all he does is, like, just stand there and, like, look around. Love it.
I love that he was, like, I can't even do beach right here when they were in, like, the regular
world. Right, when they were in, like, California. Loved
so
it.
So funny. So funny.
So same for
me. How about you?
I loved it. At first, I was not getting it. I was like, why are they pouring out milk and nothing's coming out and the shower's not? And then it dawned on me. I'm like, hello. It's like you're playing. No, then it like made sense. It took a while for me, but
yeah.
Then it made so much sense. I agree with you. I wish they stayed in Barbie Land longer than they did like in the real world. But other than that, I loved it. My pros were that the soundtrack, incredible. I love the songs that they use in the
Hey,
movie.
Guess who has a song on the soundtrack? Dominic Fike.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he does.
You're like, talking about that.
Speaking of.
What else did I say? I loved the opening, which was like the whole Barbie opening.
With the Lizzo song.
Yes, it was incredible. What else? Oh, I loved how they added the daughter of the creator of Barbie. Did you see that old lady? Did you know that?
Yeah.
The old lady on the bench. No. I love that.
Wait, that was her daughter?
Yes, her real daughter. Yeah, the lady on the bench.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yes. When she like turned to her and said like, "You're so beautiful." And then she's like, "I know." I was like, "Yes."
Oh, I love that. I did not know. That's so fun.
Yeah. Also, America was incredible. She's
so good.
Oh my gosh.
That speech.
Yeah, the speech was iconic. And and I loved the journey into like the real world. Like that them was going fun. Through. That was fun.
And then they did it reverse, like back.
Yes.
It was cool.
Yes.
Did you know that the guy who played like America Ferrera's husband in the movie, he was like in like two scenes. That's her real life husband.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I love that. Wow. Yeah.
Husband Ryan something is his name.
I love that. And you know the part when they were like showing like real life videos of people.
Yeah.
So Greta decided like she told like casting, crew, lighting, staging, all that. She said, guys, if you have any videos of you or like your friends, your mom, your sister, anything like that, send it to me because we want to do like a monologue of different
a montage. Yeah.
Montage, yes. And I love that. I really love that. Yeah. The only con I have is that the Ken scene was too long. Like the Ken's fighting.
In the beginning or like in the middle?
No, in the middle when like the Ken's
when he takes over the house.
Yes. And
yeah, that was a long scene.
It was a long, long, long scene.
Yeah.
But that's it, really.
Yeah. So I feel like we pretty much agree on everything that we liked and disliked.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and the one lady was like saying, like, I feel like this is a movie. It's definitely, I wouldn't say a kid's movie, but it's definitely a movie where like moms should bring their sons to this. And because
yes,
I think that would be incredible. Yeah.
I will definitely show it to my future children.
Yes. Yeah. I went with my mom. So
I love that.
Yeah, it was good. And I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did because I never was a Barbie. Like I did take Stephanie's Barbies and play with them with my G.I. Joes. So like me, Anthony, we would play G.I. Joes.
Michael,
and
yeah. Oh, I love that. So fun.
But that's honestly it. Okay. Real quick. What would you rate this movie overall? 1 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Okay. Same. And also, would you rather be human or go to Barbie Land forever?
Barbie Land forever.
Same. That's what I'm like, honestly, the whole movie. I was like, I could easily live in this place. It's fun.
How could you be sad in Barbie Land?
No, exactly. And last question. Who was your favorite character in this movie?
Gosling stole the fucking show, man. Like,
he did, yeah.
He was so good.
Oh my gosh.
He was so good. Like, it was like wrong how good he was. He was just too good.
I didn't think he was going to be so involved and so funny. And he was
so good.
Incredible. For me, it's going to be the character Alan.
Oh, Michael Cera was so he's always so good. Oh my god,
so good. So
we love him.
I loved it.
But
yeah, that's honestly it. At the end of the day, everyone, if you haven't seen it, go see it. We should have said spoiler alert, but it's fine. You should have saw it already.
Yeah. We'll just make the title of the episode spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
One quick thing I wanted to add that wasn't on our list of topics.
Yes.
I did finally start watching Summer House.
Yes, that's right. Oh my God. I'm so happy. So what season are you on?
I'm on season 2. I'm probably about 4 or 5 episodes in. Okay. And let me just say, I want to beat Carl with a baseball bat. Why the fuck does this stupid ass man keep saying more life every 10 fucking seconds? Mm-hmm. Like, shut up. Who are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so annoying. Shut up.
Yeah.
It's because that fucking Drake album came out that year. Yeah. And he's turning it into his personality. I'm like, right. Shut up. And also, Lauren, what the hell are you doing?
Lauren.
Those are my thoughts real quick.
Yes. But okay.
As I get more into it and like get more up to date, I will give some more thoughts as I go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I mean, you said that he gets better. So like, I'm just holding out for that and we'll see.
Yes.
And we'll check back in for my summer house watch recap, I guess, next time. But
okay. Also, this is another thing. But yes, you are. I'm going to tell you right now, Carl could not stand him for the longest.
Okay.
Now things have changed. I'm going to just say that. Okay, stop right there. You know what I'm about to say, and you know what I'm about to spew, and it's all the truth. Goalie Gummy is that gummy. Goalie does so much for our bodies. They help with immune health, heart health, energy metabolism. Don't forget digestion, which is my favorite for the apple cider vinegar. But Goalie has now expanded into so much more. They have the ashwagandha gummies, the sleep gummies, the super fruit gummies, the super green gummies, which are my favorite. And they now have like a multivitamin. They have an energizer. So Goalie is so much more than just the apple cider vinegar that it once was. I want to help you be a part of our family at Goalie Gummies. So today, if you go to goalie.com, and use my promo code GSTILLWELL at checkout, which is GSTILLWELL at checkout, you will get a percentage off. Now, here's the catch. Follow me on Instagram at GeorgeStillwell_, and I will post weekly on a percentage that you could get off your Goalie gummies. It could be 5%, 10%, 20%, 30%, or more. So you have to follow me to get these fun deals, but you will always get at least 10% off with my code. So run, don't walk, as I always say, and get your Goalie gummies today. Also, in regards to Housewives, I really think you should start watching Salt Lake City. I don't know okay. if I ever told you, because Salt Lake City is coming back soon. It is the most chaotic Housewives show of all time. Chaos. And these okay. girls are not okay. No one's okay.
All right. Okay.
It's so good. And they're only 2 or 3 seasons. This is the fourth okay. season coming. So that's okay. an easy watch.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Yeah. But I'm so happy you're watching Summer House. That's a perfect show. And it's in the realm of like Vanderpump Rules, stuff like
yeah.
that. So that's why it was not like Housewives.
Yeah, it was like a backdoor spinoff of Vanderpump.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, sometimes the Vanderpump Rules cast will come.
Yeah, like.
Oh, okay, okay. You know. In, yeah. Oh, yeah. You watched.
In that
two.
One season of Vanderpump, like Stassi and Sheena and Katie yes. were like going to Montauk. And the Summer House people were there, and then they keep cutting in season one to like Stassi,
mm-hmm.
like shitting on Kyle.
Yes, that's right.
Fun fact, his name is Kyle Cook, and I used to be friends with someone with that same exact name. So funny.
You're right. Wow. That's so,
so
true.
Funny.
I forgot
yeah.
about that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm so happy you're watching it though.
Yeah, I'm excited. All right.
All right.
Back to you. I'm sorry. I just had to mention that. So
no,
remember.
It's fine. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
We are co-hosting together. You could say whatever
right.
you want.
Good.
All right. Good. I want to talk about this real quick, guys. Lana Del Rey, this woman is worth $30 million. Why is she working at Waffle House?
I feel like I saw like a post that was like, why is Lana Del Rey like traveling the South? Like she's going to run for president. Like, she's like, what is she doing?
I don't
understand.
Okay,
it.
So this is what I was saying, because last month I had like an epiphany. Is that the term? Epiphany. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I want to work at Taco Bell. Now, I have
you said that to me on the podcast.
Yes. And it's
on the first episode, I think that we did.
Yes.
Or the second one.
Yes. And I have been saying I want to work at Taco Bell. I have a job. I'm okay. Like, I don't need to work, but just to work at a fast food chain. I don't know.
Just for the experience.
Just for the experience. Yes. And also to get the free hat, the free Taco Bell hat. I honestly just want free merch. And my mom's like, I'll just buy it for you.
Yeah, don't, just buy it.
Just buy it. But I'm I don't know. Maybe I want to experience this. So I feel maybe that's what she's doing. I don't know. But I hope she's well. And I hope she's having fun with this. It sounds it. I don't know.
Didn't she just release an album too?
Yes, she did. 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah. She's
girl, what are we doing?
I don't know. Okay, this is... Her whole life, she's liked older men. And I just feel like they always screw her over, especially her last boyfriend. He was really good looking, but he screwed her over.
The cop?
Yes. And he was still married and she didn't know that. So I think ever since then, she's really just she's over it. But I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the Waffle House has to do with it, but she, yeah.
Wow.
So, no, I know. She doesn't deserve this, poor girl.
No, she really doesn't. What the fuck?
Yeah, so that's that. Oh, and also, she used to be on drugs, hardcore. And she
did she?
Yes, and now she's sober, which is why she gained a little weight. But that's what happens when you're sober.
But maybe she spent all her money.
I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
I know. Can you imagine now she's working at Waffle House? I hope not. My God.
I feel like she could get a better paying job than Waffle House.
Yes.
She just released an album.
Go work at Costco or something. I think they start at 22 or something.
Oh my God. Be a teacher. So, it's so easy.
Right, be a teacher.
It's
honestly not.
It's really hard. It's really...
No, I know. All I see on TikTok are teachers crying, saying they're leaving.
Oh, yeah. I want to cry every day. Okay.
All right. So we wish her well. We love you, Lana.
Yes. We love you, Lana.
I might want to go see her in Arkansas. She has a tour date randomly. I don't know.
Just only in Arkansas?
Only in Arkansas. I'm telling you, she's not okay. I don't know.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
All right. Ariana Grande, yes. Is she a homewrecker? Yes or no? Let's talk.
Okay. So I'm not 100% sure if she is or not because it said in an article today that Ethan Slater's wife and him were estranged.
Ooh.
So they might have been separated.
Let me look. No. Because here's the thing. After I wrote that in my notes, I have a list that Gracie and I shared. And and I did write that. But then after I was seeing articles where she was saying, actually, we've been separated for a month or whatever.
Okay, but then I'm when did him and Ariana start hooking up?
Right. I'm still in shock. That means I could have probably gone her. You know, I could have probably backed Ariana Grande. He is so ugly. Look at this. Look at my screen.
I know, I'm seeing it. He does look better in that photo than in other ones I've seen. His hair just needs to be long.
Yeah.
And listen, I have a thing for redheads. I love a good redhead.
Right.
I'm basically married to one.
Yes.
And he's ugly.
Yeah. No, it has nothing to do with redheads. I love redheads. Yeah. I don't care. I'm just saying, it's just you're Ariana Grande. I thought it would have been some beefy guy. I don't know.
Wait, listen. On TMZ, it says, our sources say Ariana and Ethan did not start dating until after he separated from Lily.
Okay.
So she's not a homewrecker.
Okay.
I guess.
Let's cross that out.
But I don't know. I do think you're right. She can do better. But again, I said last week, this woman does not have a type.
Right.
the wide range of men who she has dated is insane. Yeah. It's huge. Like,
right.
I don't know.
And one is different from the other. That's what makes it crazier.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, like, we wish her the best anyway. Like, I hope always. You figure yourself out, girl. Like,
always, always. And honestly, it's none of our business. How about that?
It really isn't. But like, that's... we could talk about it.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. But, you know,
at the end of the day, whatever. But we're going to talk about it anyway.
Right. Exactly. No, I'm the first one to be like, please. Respect my privacy, but at the same time, I'm like trashing other artists. Like, no, let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. So, yeah.
Okay.
I agree. I wish her well. All right. Next.
Yeah. Let's talk about Only Murders in the Building.
Yes. Okay. Wait. Have you ever watched it?
Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yes. All right. So, is season 3 out or not yet?
Let's see. I don't know. I like am not in touch with my phone anymore because I'm just like constantly overstimulated. I can't.
Okay.
Tuesday, August 8th, it comes out.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So that's why. Okay. Because Rotten Tomatoes, they scored a perfect 100 for season 3.
So they probably got to see it. They like got a preview. To see it.
Yep. That's what happens. Yep. That's what they mean. So, all right. Well, I'm excited for it. Love that show. I feel like anyone that has not watched it, you will love it. It's definitely, it gives that murder mystery like feel, but with a funny twist to it. Cause they have Steve Martin and Stephen Short. So,
Steve Martin, Martin Short. This season we're getting Paul Rudd and Meryl Streep added.
I forgot about that. Oh my God.
Which is very fun.
Love. And well, I'm very excited.
Yes, I am very, 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 very excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. And yeah, so right now it's only 2 seasons. It's on Hulu. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it so you could be ready to go for season 3.
Yeah, season 3 coming very soon. Can't wait.
Yes. Lastly, we have to talk about Britney Spears and will.i.am's new song, Mind Your Business. It's the worst song of all time. Have you heard it?
No, I will not be listening.
Don't even listen. Don't even listen.
I'm already out. You said it's bad. I'm not wasting my time.
I am so embarrassed. I listened to the song and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not good. It's not good.
I know. I saw you post something about it and I was like, okay, not for me then.
Yeah, I was like, because their other song, Scream and Shout, was good. I was like, I always liked that song. That was a fun song. Not this one. So
yeah.
Yep. And that's it, guys.
Yeah, that's it for today. I mean,
that's all we have.
Do we have anything else we need to add? Like, I don't know.
Not really. Right now, Orange County, Real Housewives of Orange County's on. The new New York City is out. And then that one show called Sonia and Luann Crappy Lakes is out. And that's really good. Other than that, I haven't been watching any shows. What about you?
Yeah. No, I've been watching Summer House. That's pretty much it. We've also been watching The Dropout on Hulu about like the whole Elizabeth Holmes, like, ooh, what's it called? The Theranos thing. It's pretty good.
Okay.
We're almost done. We have to finish that though. Like, yeah, it's pretty good. And the creator of New Girl adapted it for TV because it's based off like a podcast about the situation. So like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really good. But yeah, you know, I've been really sleepy, so I'm like,
I feel that too. And with this heat, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's so fucking hot.
Oh my God, like, so hot. It's wild. So yeah. I'm sleeping. Yeah. Stay inside, AC. Wow. But all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in this week.
Yeah. A little bit of a lighter pod episode this week. Yes. But we've got some fun things planned coming up.
Yes,
so.
I'm excited. And I also am, we need to plan a day for you to come. Like, so we're together.
Yes. Yes.
Podcasting.
And the last thing we have to talk about is our good friend Adam and why he has not listened this week, the past episode. I am going to call him out a little bit. I mean, I don't even care if he's been busy. Like, he should be listening because we're right. best friends. Like,
right, right. And that's what friends do.
And I'm going to pull a Sheena. He's my best friend. no, but we're best friends.
Right.
He's my best friend.
Right.
So, Adam, we're calling you out. You better be fucking listening. If I don't get a text about this episode and how bad I called you out, I will be upset.
Yes.
So we'll circle back to that later.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And a few days ago on my Snapchat stories, like the memories.
Oh my God.
6 years ago, I went to go visit Adam in California.
You were in LA and you saw him? That's yes. so fucking yeah. funny.
Yes. That was so funny. I'll never forget. We went to a dispensary. We're like trying all this stuff. The guy's like, oh, try this, try that. We're like, okay. And I'm like, I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up. I'm like, oh, no.
Wait, so you went in 2018?
Yeah.
So, okay. So you had gone a couple months after I had gone. So I had been there in May and then you went. And then I went again in November of that year.
Yes.
And you guys, I have not been to LA since before the pandemic, and I want to die. Like, I miss it so much. And like, Adam doesn't even fucking live there anymore. So I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Right. No, I feel the same way.
I'm going to go back. I have other friends, so it's fine. But like, oh.
Yeah. No, I definitely want to go. I definitely want to go back. It's been too long. Yeah. But all right. Yeah. Well, have a good weekend. And everyone right, have a good weekend.
Too. Everyone have a great weekend.
Have fun at the family reunion. That's
Thank
exciting.
You. Have fun doing whatever it is you're doing. You didn't tell me, Thank but you. Have fun.
Oh, nothing.
Everybody.
I'm not doing anything. Oh,
love that for you. Wish I could do nothing too.
Relax.
Anybody. Anyway, everybody, have fun. Be sexy. Stay cool.
Yes.
Love that.
Sexy, cool, fun.
And don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Right. All right. Everyone, have a great weekend. All right.
Have a good one, guys.
We'll see you next week.
We love you. Bye.